Identity theft rises as the economy falls. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new study by independent research firm Javelin finds a 22% increase in identity fraud in 2008 over the previous year. The high number breaks a trend, according to Javelin founder and president Jim Van Dyke.
Identity fraud has been actually dropping every year since it first came on the scene as this big growing problem. Since that time, there's a lot of attention put on it, and it shrunk every year. And now it's back up pretty much at the same level, back up to just under 10 million victims.
Why do you think it's rising?
Well, it's rising because criminals are getting more desperate. We definitely believe that the current economic challenges are linked to the rising level of identity fraud.
Is that just sort of a theory, or do you have some data that suggests that's so?
It's impossible for us to know that there's a hard link between the economic challenges we're going through right now and the current levels of identity fraud. That's a belief, and part of our belief on that is formed by the fact that the current levels are similar to the last time we were in a tough economic condition.
Your research suggests that as the number of reported identity thefts increases, the cost to consumers who've had their identity stolen is actually down from previous years. Why is that?
Well, the good news is, yes, that identity fraud is going down in terms of the average fraud amount, that is the face value of the crime that someone experiences and the out-of-pocket cost that they pay, which is just a little under $500, down from $718. So what that shows us is that the industry is both shouldering more of the costs as well as, and this is based on separate data in our study, criminals are actually able to wreak less havoc, change less specific record fields, and actually commit the crime for a reduced amount of time when they do subject someone to an identity crime.
What is the most common way people's identities are stolen?
The number one cause of stolen identities, surprisingly, based on people that know how their information was exposed, is actually a lost or stolen wallet, purse, credit card, or checkbook. So you simply let some space grow between you and your personal effects. And that's 43% of the known cause cases, can be attributed to a lost or stolen personal item. It isn't, data breaches and online crimes, they aren't even close. Those are in the teens in terms of percentages.
That doesn't match too well with our fears in a lot of ways. We tend to think that all this bad stuff is going on online and not necessarily in the physical world.
Yeah, what's really counterintuitive about identity fraud crimes, and we have the benefit of looking at the latest facts, is that yes, there is more criminal activity going on in the electronic world in terms of people trying to get at your personal information or trying to use your identity in a crime. However, a smaller proportion of those cases actually are successful simply because these are criminals that may be a long ways away from you and may not know you. They just don't know enough to be able to pull the crime off, as opposed to people that maybe even under the roof with you, God forbid, or there's somebody that knows you personally, well, they have the benefit of so much information. In some cases, they can watch your every move, and they don't even need technology to pull these crimes off.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Jim Van Dyke is founder and president of Javelin Research, which has conducted an ID fraud survey for the past 5 years. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.